In this demo, Peter Myers is going to introduce us to the concept of control flow that helps you govern the order and precedence of tasks that are being executed inside a SQL Server 2008 R2 Integration Services package.
This demonstration shows how to use Integration Services 2008 R2 control flow. And the scenario that we have here is that the AdventureWorks data warehouse needs to capture data from the warehouses themselves about what the current stock inventory levels are. What happens then is that every day, the different warehouses of Chicago, Miami, Philadelphia, San Francisco send a timestamped file, this being the 1st of December 2010, to some central location. The integration services package is responsible for enumerating these files, extracting the data, and populating a staging table. This demonstration will be extended with data flow in the next demonstration in this series. So this commences by, first of all, exploring that we do have a table in the AdventureWorks data warehouse that will store this data for staging purposes. And it's down here called the Stage Product Inventory. And we can see here that it has the columns of a warehouse key, a product ID, and a stock level, which is well suited to the structure of these CSV files that consist of that warehouse key, product ID, and the inventory level for that date. So I switch across to SQL Server Business Intelligence Development Studio, where I've already created a package called LoadFact Product Inventory. And I commence then by going ahead and right-clicking in a blank area and defining a variable. And this variable will store the date that we're interested in processing. And this could be passed in, or it could be dynamically determined according to the current date of the package execution. So in the variables window, I click here to add a new variable, and I'm going to call this date. And I'm going to lock in that it's the 1st of December, 2010. Okay, having locked that in, we can start to construct the connection manager that will connect to the data warehouse. And these connection managers are available for reuse within the package itself. And so let's go ahead, click New, server called Vegas, and that's where I find the data warehouse. And I simply rename this to remove the server name. So simply this connection manager is called the AdventureWorks DW 2008 R2. So switching across to the toolbox, I then introduce an execute SQL task that will be responsible for truncating any data that might be sitting in that staging table. So I update the name to truncate staging. I specify that the connection that will be used for the execution is that connection manager just created. And then I have a statement here that I can paste in called truncate table stage product inventory. Now upon success of truncating the stage table, I'm ready to enumerate the files for a current date. And to extract the data into the staging table. So I now introduce a for each loop container. Select the execute SQL task, and then I drag the precedence constraint on top. So effectively this reads, this must execute successfully before this container can proceed. To configure the container, I right-click Edit, and I'll provide the name here for description purposes that is going to loop through the extracts. And the collection here allows me to define what collection set it's looping through. Now the default is it's a for each file enumerator, which is perfect for this scenario. So the folder path here is where it starts to enumerate. So I switch back to my Internet Explorer and I copy that file path or folder path and paste that in. And then the files that are enumerated within that folder path is defined here. I need to be dynamic here because the file names include the date as the first part. So here, under the expression for the enumerator, I'm going to dynamically assign that the file spec property, and I click on the ellipsis to open the expression builder, will actually be constructed from the date variable. Now this variable is an integer, a 4-byte integer, So I'm going to use a cast operator to cast it into a wide string of length 8 characters. And if I evaluate the expression, we can now see a string is returned that represents that date. And then when I can concatenate to it and say that it would have an underscore, the wildcard character.csv now becomes the file spec property that we need. Dynamically, it will adapt to the value in that variable. That completes the configuration of the enumerator. Under the variable mappings, then I create a new variable that will be called file path, and it will be used to store the file path of the currently enumerated file. And that completes the configuration of the for each loop editor. So then to extract the content of each file, I then introduce the bulk insert task, which is SQL Server specific. It allows me to take a text file and extract its data into a target table. And in preparation for configuring this, I'm going to define a new connection manager, which will be a new file connection. I can then browse, and I can select any one of those extracts. And so presently it's pointing to the Chicago extract for the 1st of December. This is a placeholder for all files, so let me rename that just to become the warehouse extract. And then I come to the properties window, and I use an expression to dynamically point. In other words, update its connection string property to be whatever the value is in that file path variable. And now I can come in and edit the bulk insert task. And I'll call this the load data. The connection that it uses will be the AdventureWorks DW2008 R2. The target table that we're loading into will be my stage table. The format of the data is that it is actually comma separated, and the file that we're extracting from is my warehouse extract. And now we're ready to execute. So here in the Solution Explorer, I right-click the package and I execute it. And then watch the color coding during execution. Yellow says in progress, green says success, red would be failure. And here it is enumerating through all files that match. In other words, the 4 files for the 1st of December, and it's loading the data into the stage table. And now when I switch across to Management Studio, and we right click, take a look at the data, we can see that we've successfully loaded some 136 rows into the table using the control.